You're currently listening to the What Is Your Holistic Lifestyle Show, where living holistic is not a challenge, it's a lifestyle. Discover with us new and exciting experiences, products, and educational information around living a healthy, holistic lifestyle. Let us begin our journey. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another fabulous Wellness Wednesday here on the Inner Light Radio, known as the Healing Frequency. You tuned into the What Is Your Holistic Lifestyle Show. I'm one of your hosts here, Jonathan Colbert. Let me tell you, I want to give a shout out to Inner Light Radio. Love you guys. Thank you for all that you do. Also want to give a shout out to our show sponsor, Clarity. If you're looking for a product for you, your child, your family, check them out. Clarity, C-L-A-R, the number 8-T-Y.com. Once again, C-L-A-R, the number 8-T-Y.com. Check them out. Products are vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, and infused with scale wave energy. So, with that being said, this show is live. The call-in number is 310-928-7733. Once again, 310-928-7733. We are here every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, just when you guys need to get out and think about being healthy in your choices of meals. So, with that being said, hello, Claudia, and you've been gone for a little bit. Welcome back, my love. Good day.
G'day. Thank you, Jonathan. It's good to be back here this morning. It is bright and early, though. It's like 4 a.m. in Australia. Just let me say that.
Well, that's why you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That's why we all love you. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, yeah, pleasure. Dr. Lyons, Dr. Brooke, how are you?
Hello, hello. Great. Another sunny day here in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, you know, you guys are such a sports town, I didn't want to go there. But anyway.
Right? Well, the trees are budding and everybody's around here. It makes a difference, a big difference to have some.
I know, that's right. That's right. All right. Detox Jenny, how are you?
Sorry, I'm doing good. I almost dropped my phone.
It's all right. No worries, son. I know you're out there doing some great things. Detox Jenny, we're here for another week. Tell us what the detox tip is for the week.
Okay, so since today is about the Wellness Network, which is pretty neat, I can't wait to hear about it. I thought I would give you guys, like, just a really simple little talk on ginger. Because one of the greatest things you can do when you're catching a cold or just, you know, you may be having some stomach issues, like you're feeling nauseated or you're just feeling inflamed. If you can give yourself, you can go to your local juice bar or you can make it yourself if you want, a ginger shot. And it's amazing. It's spicy, intense. It's like an intense moment, right? Swallow that ginger shot and immediately the bacteria is just like running for the hills, like that burning sensation you feel. Is actually,
well, thank God that's a positive one.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing. It uninflames the stomach. It makes it so the body uninflames and immediately bacteria is sent on the run from it. Also, when I was pregnant, because I didn't want to get, like, you know, burny inside, I would dilute a ginger shot with some lemon and also with a little fizz, because for some reason that was like my go-to when I was always, you know, feeling nauseated. I would have a little fizz with ice and ginger and a little lemon, and it was like I could sip that and the nausea would go away. So, and ginger is this amazing thing. If you can get it into your diet, even if you can just get, you know, you can peel ginger, chop it up in little pieces, and you can saute it like with your garlic if you're starting a dish.
I like
you can
that.
Have a little ginger. Yeah, a little ginger and garlic at the bottom of the dish, and then you get these little bits. It caramelizes a little bit, and you get these little bits as you're eating, and so you're getting your medicinal foods into the body and also creating great flavor, which is, it's so beautiful. Like, I start soups with it. Like, I'll make vegetable soups, or you can make a chicken soup, whatever soup you're making, and, you know, saute up the garlic and onions and a little bit of ginger in there. And it's also great raw. If you can mince
it
up,
take it raw
and put it in your salads. You can literally put like raw, also garlic is amazing too, but a little raw garlic and a little raw ginger and some lemon juice, a little hemp oil, and a little sea salt. You got a salad dressing that is to live for. So that's my tip for today.
I like
get
that.
Some ginger in your body on the regular and uninflame your body. Get rid of that nauseousness if you have any.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks for sharing that, because I try to go in and learn something new every day, and I visit these places, Sprouts, and, you know, I try to go to them all and see what's new and what's happening out there. So I know that's the basic information, then I try to dig a little bit deeper. But it's an adventure now that I actually want to do this, like most people want to do out there. So, hey, appreciate
you. Ginger's not just for Asian food. It can be put into all sorts of things, you know. Mm-hmm. You can even muddle it in your cocktails if you want to, speaking of, you know, jubilations.
Damn. So. I mean, are you seriously going to earn brownie points like that?
You can blend it in your blender. And
this,
you
lady's
know,
good.
Add it into your vodka with a little lemon if you want, you know, and muddle some mint. I don't know.
Hey, you're getting ready to become a life partner. I like you.
Oh, gosh. I don't even like to drink.
No, most people don't think about mixing something healthy with something that they want to have. So, I mean, this is a great conversation. I love it.
You're hilarious, Jonathan.
Well, check it out. Check it out.
Good thing Dr. Rab's not on here today.
No, he'd get after us for talking about that topic. But check it out. Actually, have you guys ever heard of pomegranate powder? Like, it's a superfood, and they condense it down. They make pomegranates into a powder. You can mix that with vodka if you want to, and you won't get a hangover, because the superfood effects, and ginger is a superfood for sure. The superfood effects.
I'm going to have people pay for this call. People are going to have to pay to listen to this. I'm going to have to read this one.
The superfood effects, the antioxidants effects.
Oh, seriously. I think it's great.
Balance the liver again. From the damage you've been doing, the oxidative stress that happens
with the alcohol
as a result of the dehydration from the alcohol.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, look, we've had more than
that
a
is
detox
not what I meant.
We got a detox education here from Jenny. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing it. I don't think I've been more excited about information that I've received today.
Just wait.
Boy, I tell you, guys keep getting better every week. I love it. Okay. So I definitely want to go through and make sure that we recognize Jen, that fit mama. Jen, how are you, love?
Hi. It's a beautiful sunny day in Canada, and I, too, love ginger. I always have it in my kombucha.
Uh-oh. They're back
really
at us again. I
love
it.
That sounds cheeky.
Ginger kombucha, my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Jen, she has an amazing, amazing business, and it's a pleasure to have her here. She's speaking, and I tell you, mama's where it's at. And let me tell you, she is a hot mama to boot. So not only does she have great show energy, I mean, her information and what she's doing out there is incredible.
Thank you.
Now, you know, Jen, you went through, you spent some time reaching out to our guest today. I'm going to let you introduce them today. How's that? Why don't you do that?
Great.
It's such a pleasure to have you here. Never done before, folks. First time.
Well, I am excited. I actually was on the Wellness Universe website, which is quite a vast website with a lot of information.
Yes.
And one of the things that did strike me, not only of these two beautiful women, but the fact that they have an enormous team and so many champions behind them, it really is quite impressive. So Anna Pereira and Sherry Elise, I am so excited to hear more from you. You guys are the founders and CEO of Soul Ventures and the Wellness Universe. Welcome.
Yes, we are. Thank you so much.
Do we have love for these ladies, or do we have love? I mean, this is amazing.
Thank you so much for having us on. We're super grateful to be here and that you asked us and excited.
Well, you know, it's tough to get a hold of you ladies at times. So I tell you, I'm a persistent gentleman. So, you're both laughing because you know it's true. Come on.
You guys are
surprised at my
times.
Discipline to reach you. That's what it is. You're surprised. This guy's not going away.
Jonathan, when you're trying to change the world, it's a busy, busy life.
All right. Well, we've got a microphone over here for you, so let's have at it. All right. So, Sherry, why don't you go first, a little bit of background about yourself, and then we'll switch over and then get into how you guys created this stuff here. Both of you, I want you to share about your backgrounds.
Sure. So this is Sherry. And basically, you know, I've always, my passion has always been to help others, to inspire people to just know themselves, to live their joy, be their best. And, you know, it started many years ago as a young girl. I experienced some childhood trauma from, you know, early childhood sexual abuse to, you know, just a rocky mm-hmm. relationship at home with the parents. And so I always kind of felt that there was something that I had to work through and understand. And so I spent a lot of my life doing a lot of my own self-healing, because back in the day, no one was really talking openly about this stuff. So I kind of found my own way. And in finding my own way, I realized that I loved sharing about my journey. I loved sharing with people things that I was discovering and finding out. And I found that within doing that, I was helping people along the way. And that's kind of how Anna and I kind of met, is that we were both, you know, running around on Facebook, and we each had our own inspirational, inspirational, motivational pages, and really just doing our thing, and kind of connected on, well, we did connect on Facebook, and we realized that there was a great need for people in the wellness industry, people who were using their lives to better other people's lives on the planet, to really have their own home. And so we came together, and now we have the Wellness Universe.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah.
Just love it.
That's Sherry story. Do you want more? I can keep going.
It's so amazing that everyone just went completely quiet, and I'm sitting here thinking, did we just drop out?
I know, dead air, dead air.
I think Jonathan fainted. Jonathan fainted. He needs ginger.
It's something beautiful, because when we think about our own journey, you know, I was at a writing retreat all week last week, and it's something that they put you in this intuitive space where you write from your soul. And, mm-hmm. you know, when we do that, we reconnect with who we are and what our journey is. So what you said about helping people through the clarity that you got along the way, I mean, that is just such an amazing thing. What have you found along the way that you're really helping people with in your universe? Your wellness universe.
Well, that's, I think for us, Anna and I especially, what we found in our own personal journeys, and now we're helping our entrepreneurs and our wellness practitioners, all of them, is to be authentic in their voices and in their truths, and to really show up in the world their brightest and their lightest, and basically just live their passion. And with that, and knowing what that is how we will continue to change the world.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I like that too. Definitely. That's, I think, the case. The more authentic we are and true to ourselves, the further we move in the world, or the more we go forward. I think Jonathan's back, and I think Dr. Rab just joined us.
Yeah, I'm here. Dr. Rab, how are you? Welcome.
I'm good. I was on a long conversation with my medical doctor cousin, and I forgot all about it. She finally got off the phone, and I said, wait a minute, I should be somewhere else.
Look, sorry about that. Tell you, ladies and gentlemen, enters our true celebrity, Dr. Nathan Rab. All right.
Yay. Sorry about that.
You got love for you, Dr. Rab. We love you. All right, so I'd like to go through right now, ladies, and I want to go through, so we move forward, everybody's clear. Share with us what the Wellness Universe is.
Okay, do you want me to take that, Sherry?
Yes, I'll let you, because you haven't spoken yet.
No, I haven't spoken yet.
No, wait a minute. We forgot a little bit about your background. So a little bit about your background, then answer that question, please.
Okay. Thank you, Jonathan. All right. So basically, I think that most of us who have a real passion for mm-hmm. creating change have gone through some hardships growing up, or learned some life lessons or challenges or struggles. And mine is no different. I want to say that I was, you know, I did have a good life, but I did have my challenges and struggles coming up. I didn't have a lot of nurturing at home, things like that. I've always been an artist at heart. And through a clothing line that I had hand-painted, hand-created, my spirituality became stronger and stronger. And as I developed and created my clothing line, I would go out and sell it. And people would say to me, like, oh, you should be are you a motivational speaker? And I said, I don't even know what that is. from that, I really got in touch with my inner voice and my passion. And through a lot of life challenges and then life blessings is really how I arrived at where I'm at now. And I really have a passion for helping people to follow their voice, really unfold into the magnificence that they are, so they can help the world through everything that they're inspired to teach and support. So just like Shari, we're both here to really support and uplift other leaders in this world and other healers, so other people can find the help that they're looking for, and to also spread the message that we all are our own unique inspiration to the world, and there's enough for everyone to give to the world, and there are enough people out there that need the support. So that's why we created the Wellness Universe, is to bring all the healers and helpers and therapists and coaches together to allow that healing and that support to be spread throughout the world.
That sounds like a healthy party. I'm in.
Thank you.
I don't know anybody else out there, but that's the place I want to party. Let me tell you, I've been to some good parties and some bad parties. That's the party I want to be at.
That's a live one.
I love you guys. So now I want you to continue to share with us what the Wellness Universe is. And if I'm going too slow, I'll speed up.
No. So essentially, the Wellness Universe is online right now, and we do have some live events and that we participate in that we create. But mostly, it's a wonderful community of healers, therapists, wellness resources, wellness practitioners in every area of wellness to help people live a holistically healthy life. And it's really amazing because not only are all the people vetted to be here, we screen everyone, make sure they are someone. They have to apply to be part of the Wellness Universe. So it's not just like you sign up like other platforms. You can't just create a profile. You have to kind of pass the test, so to speak. And then you get a profile. People could find you. You're categorized in Google. And then we have wonderful areas where people can contribute their content to share their personal knowledge, wisdom, experience, inspiration, support, like our blog, like our learning platform. They can give classes and workshops, things like that. And we do real life gatherings and events. And I believe, Jonathan, that you met Shari at the Best U Expo out in Long Beach.
I did, and she had me at the smile. I'm telling you.
There you go.
I knew right away we'd be working together.
Yeah.
And then I made you wait.
Well, that was typical. I expected that.
Are we talking about business here or a pleasure?
Yeah, I was saying Dr. Rev.
Boy, Dr. Rev, you came at the show at the right time, didn't you?
If I could just say that ultimately, you know, the Wellness Universe is here to bring wellness seekers, to connect them with those who provide wellness. So ultimately, we can create a happy, healthy, and whole world. That's really what the Wellness Universe is all about.
All right. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay. So you said something that was very interesting to a lot of people, because everybody likes to be exclusive, and what they do and feel, that's personal to them. So you have a screening process. So somebody goes through, what's that process like? They hit the join us, and then they start going through the particular process. So let's talk about that, so people know how to directly interact with you and join you, support you, and become part of the tribe.
Sherry, okay, I realize. So basically, you fill out the application process, and what's super important to us and what we've come across is, you know, in our time on other platforms, we've found over the years that a lot of people are sometimes, you know, just looking for an extra like or a tweet or, you know, let me grow my popularity, and their heart and mission, their vision behind it and their just integrity is not fully there. And when we created the Wellness Universe, we really wanted people to be passionate about what it is. So first we make sure we look at your social media links, your social presence, your sites, to see, first of all, number one, that you are who you say you are, that this is the work that you do, that you create your own work, that you're not just, you know, downloading everybody else's information, that you actually have a voice, and this is the work that you want to do.
Of course, you know, we can't, as Anne always says, go through your sock drawers. So there, it's a limited screening, but the number.
Well, you're already there.
I
mean, boy, I mean, you created that like a Picasso. I love it.
I wasn't going to tell anyone that about your socks, but if you want to go there.
I'll bring the pajamas. Thank you.
It's really just an opportunity for us to be sure, like we said, that you are who you are, that you create what it is that you're creating, and that this is your passion and you're here to help other people. And that, of course, we know we respect intellectual property, privacy, all of that. So those are really our guidelines in accepting a new member.
So that's great. So you have an awesome vetting process because, you know, people nowadays, if they want to, if they really want something, they'll go through something. And if they don't, otherwise, so much work. Wellness Universe, I'll see you on the other side. You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love that.
Exactly.
I love, no, that's how it is.
I mean, you know, we're,
go ahead.
We really want to present a site and a directory of people who, you know, have integrity. We want people to trust the Wellness Universe when they come. So when we say these are our coaches, these are our therapists, these are our healers, that you know that they've gone through a process to be there.
Right.
That's so important. Yeah. So I'm sorry. I was going to say that is so important. And it's a nice thing that you've an added feature that you've put in there, because in this day and age of the internet where we can say or, you know, do whatever we please, it's really nice to know that there's a place where we can feel safe because you've made that extra step. So I appreciate that you've done that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you for sure.
It's a huge vetting process. So, I mean, what I like about the whole scenario is you actually thought about that and you acted upon it, and it's part of who you are, you know, which is very important. So,
my next question.
Go ahead.
Jonathan, wait, can I jump in here for a minute? It's Anna. I just want to jump in here. That was actually one of the motivations, because Sherry and I were getting so frustrated, not only with, you know, of course, Facebook is one of those double-edged swords. Like, you got to have it and you got to do your marketing on it and it connects us all. But at the same time, you're under their thumb. But we were seeing a lot of Facebook, what we call Facebook fakery going around, and a lot of people not really.
That's everywhere.
Their presence wasn't really, they weren't representing a real human being, or they were trying to represent something, but it was only to lead you to clickbait type of whatever. And we said, you know, this is ridiculous, because we know real people that are struggling to get their real word out there and their real help out there. And that's what we needed to create. So to weed everyone out, it's a process and it's painstaking for us sometimes. And just getting people to join and understand, it's a different, we're creating a new paradigm here, because people have found it so easy just to sign up to Instagram or sign up to Facebook, and then they get the likes, but then they don't get seen and nobody takes them seriously.
But you know, the good thing is the right people know and understand what you're doing, so they don't have a problem with it. And you know what I love the saying is, hey, you can never say the wrong thing to the right person. So it's perfect.
Exactly.
And on a personal level, I was going to say, you know, as Anna and I were doing our own individual work, you know, we receive emails all the time from people that are genuinely reaching out for help. And I've had some suicidal people come to me, and we often thought about, well, what about if these people are reaching out to people who don't have their best interest at heart, who genuinely don't care and are there just like, you know, for clickbait and to get an ad? Like, what are they going to say to them and how are they going to help them? And so that was like a personal motivation for us, is like, let's get people who genuinely care.
Well, you have the right why. I mean, you know, definitely that's what I'm hearing. I mean, in Dr. Brooke, Claudia, I mean, you spent a time talking to a lot of people, and I think you can share that being real in these conversations that mean something to the right person, it has value. Your thoughts, Claudia?
Look, absolutely. When the girls just said that, that really sold me, because I'm one of those people that has a real frustration around that type of thing, which Jonathan, I think, knows, which is probably why you asked me that question. And because I'm a psychotherapist, I come from a background of 20 years, and sometimes I get very frustrated with the industry or what I see on Facebook, and that it's all about marketing and making dollars, and it doesn't come from what I call in my space, which is about truly serving people and really caring about people and the outcomes you get for them, which is how I've always been geared as a therapist. So I'm one of those people that get really frustrated with that. I love that the philosophy of your organization is based on that. That's a huge tick for me, and yeah, love it. I think it's great.
Thank you so much.
The thing about it though is some people talk about it. You've actually implemented it. You know?
Thanks, yeah. Jonathan. I was just about to say that since 2013, 2014 is, you know, so yeah. If we're walking our talk still, you know, it has something to be said that there, it's got some legs here. You know what I mean?
And what do you think about it?
You've already proven that.
Thank you. I was just going to say, when you think about it from a business perspective, you know, sometimes it's not, in a bigger picture, it is the wisest decision for us because we trust who we have in our organization. But, you know, from an outsider perspective or from an easy, you know, vantage, it's like, oh, well, you're really shutting down, you know, the opportunity for a lot more revenue in your company. But at the end of the day, Anna and I and our team, we want to love what we created and we want to be able to look in the mirror and know that, you know, we have tried our best to be able to bring the world.
But you know what, even one thing better I feel about when I talk to you guys is that you unlike other people, you gauge when you're successful and you're successful. Right. So you're relaxed and the growth comes naturally. And that's the beauty. And most people really don't have that defined. I mean, you probably have over 5, 6, 7, 8, 10,000 members, you know, which is incredible. You know, that's something to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. And from at that point, you're able to relax and grow. You're not under some kind of numbers restriction. You know, I watch these movies Social Network. This guy, mm-hmm. you know, he sees different things of all the 1 million users. You know what I mean? Well, I'd rather, you know, have a few that understand rather than millions that are just there, you know, has atmosphere. So, again, you know, you've done the right thing. And, you know, Jen, you're in a situation that you're just blowing up your particular brand and you have Wellness Universe. What's very interesting is the way these ladies have built what they've said and put in their website, you're currently doing in a whole different arena. I mean, moms are something very unique.
I thank you, Jonathan. I could not agree more. They are a unique demographic, absolutely, and a very vulnerable one. And I think just like the Wellness Universe, you women are focusing on people who are in a vulnerable state. They're looking to get better. Hopefully they are on that way to thriving and they're above that survival spot. But it really is that they are vulnerable. And when people have an issue or a problem or a pain, which was what actually led me into being so passionate about what I was teaching around core and pelvic health, was because of my own injury. And I saw doctor after doctor after doctor who basically told me, oh, well, we can't help you. Here, try these drugs. And I was desperate to find someone who I could trust and who would be willing to go the extra mile and find out what really was wrong, because I knew it wasn't all in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad that you took the reins on that, and I'm glad that you stood up in your own advocate, and now you empower others.
Well, thank you. You know, it wasn't easy. And I think just like you guys, stepping out into that place where it is that vetting process, and you do have to deny some people because they really haven't done the work. But at the end of the day, your brand is what it is, and it's known as that respected voice. They come to you because they know that you will not lead them astray. And I had a great personal comment yesterday that someone sent me on Facebook that said, haha, you know when you've nailed your brand, when I leave my doctor saying, oh, hell no, I'm calling Jen instead.
Or, I love it.
That's awesome.
I saw that, you know, I can't believe we're being so over the top for everybody today. I love it.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Good for you. Yes, I love it.
You know, I just love building things and connecting people. It's just so natural. It's just a natural thing.
Yeah, you are a natural at that, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, everybody on this show is they're just amazing. And
what keeps you ladies inspired? Because this is hard work. Like, do you guys click in with a huge network. I know you have a big team behind you, which, you know, probably rely on you to keep, you know, being at the top of your game. So what is the top of your game for you guys? Maybe, Anna, you want to start sharing a little bit about your routines or how you stay so sane with a huge business that you're doing.
Oh, my gosh, that's really great. Well, first and foremost, I think when you wake up inspired every single day, it keeps you on top of your game. And my focus is always to be there to help someone better themselves so then they could pay it forward to the rest of the world. And by offering opportunities and coming up with strategies, like we have this one production that we do now, we do 2 a month called the Woo Expert Series. And out of our upgraded members, they put in a proposal to do a production. And then we do the whole marketing campaign for them to get their word out there, to get like, you know, 100 or so people into their class and their workshop, and they offer it for free so we can give them exposure, because that's part of the process too, is that, you know, people have to build trust these days, especially with all the stuff out there. So what keeps me on top of my game is honestly just getting in front of the computer every day, connecting with people, getting out, networking, and just making sure that my energy level is always in check and that I am always doing this for the right reason. And I wake up with the same excitement every single day to do this.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it.
I love that. Yeah.
You know, Detox Jenny, I mean, you're a definitely a hardworking mom, a new mom. What information you'd like to share with these ladies today? Because you have a network that's pretty incredible. You're a barbecue chef, and always have gone through and had the top business in juicing before everyone was talking about what they're doing today. Do you have any information that you'd like to share or questions you'd like to ask?
No, I just like to be on the network and give a free class.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right.
The platform is already working. I love it.
I mean, the best business advice I can give to practitioners in our field is to connect with other practitioners, which is what these ladies have provided a portal to do. You know, I mean, one of the reasons Earthly Juices is, you know, still around after 7 years and we have like a thriving working business is because of our strategic partnerships with practitioners all across Los Angeles and Orange County. You make these relationships, these connections, instead of seeing competition, you see collaboration. And what happens is the gateway opens and people begin to connect you, and then you connect them. And, you know, I never charged for referral fees. I don't do that. We just help each other. And it's always worked. And sometimes if someone really starts to load them up on me, I call them and say, hey, can I give you some juice for how awesome you are? You know, for sending me all these people. And isn't it fun that we're healing people together? You know, not that we're allowed to use that word healing, but transformation's a really good one.
Yes. Yes. Or traditionally used for.
Yeah. So, that's my ticket. I love strategic partnering, you know, like being part of this show and be creating a segment with John. It's fantastic. It's really fun. You know, and the friendships you create are really fun, because I think practitioners, we understand each other and people differently than the average business person, you know.
Absolutely.
So we're interested in treating the whole person, not just the symptoms or, you know, what they're suffering from today.
So so a person who joins your universe, the wellness universe, what would they be wanting to create in their life, or why would they join, and what could they hope to get out of it? Better words.
But then also you have like the lounge, and you have these, I think, two types of membership. So, yeah. Tie that in, please.
So there's two types of ways to join the wellness universe. One is as a Woo friend, which is a wellness universe friend, and that's someone who's a seeker of wellness. So you would register on the site and then be able to connect to the practitioners, be able to see all the resources. And then, of course, we have our Woo World Changers, which are our practitioners. And one of the reasons why you would join as a practitioner is because, you know, Anna and I talk about this often, that a lot of times in as an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, it's a very lonely road, and trying to do everything on your own can Indeed. Become really challenging and really just hard on your soul. So as Jen said, to be able to connect with other people is a huge, huge benefit. And reason to join is because you realize you're not alone, because you realize that you can collaborate with other people, that you can connect. And if you're looking for more impact and more reach with what you do and to spread your message in a bigger way, it only makes sense to join the Wellness Universe, because you're surrounded by other people that can help you, as well as when people come to find something on healing, perhaps they're looking for Reiki, but then discover that there's someone, oh, what is this, you know, EFT, or right. what is, you know, this ancestral hearing, or
yep.
Yep. Yep. So yeah. it's an amazing
way. Pollination.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pollination. Love it. Thank you.
So, that's really, yeah, really good way.
Okay. So the joining process, they go through, they answer questions and everything. So I guess like anything else, there's an investment associated with being a part of the universe, correct?
Yeah, honestly, it has more to do with energy than
right.
than finances, because it's just a matter of getting up off your tuchus and filling out the application and showing up.
Oh, my goodness. I'm back in Yonkers in New York with tuchus. I love it.
Tuchus. Do you like it?
Yeah. Hey, look, tuchus. I was listening to you. Now I love you. You're kidding me. I'm coming to a city near you.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, tuchus, I mean, yeah, you had to be on a few yachts and planes to know that one.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, it's free to join. It's just that you have to go through the process and, you know, show up and contribute and interact and engage. And then, oh, awesome. Thanks. Well, yeah, so basically that's really one of the biggest investment you're going to make. And then, of course, if you want more visual exposure, more opportunities, things like that, that we can help, you know, that's, you know, more robust, then if you want to upgrade your membership, we have really, really low rates for membership upgrades, like $30 and $40 a month, something like this. And it's like, if you buy an annual package, it's like $350 for the year. And you're constantly promoted across the homepage of the website. Yes. You get interviews, you get discounts on different things. You're first to be offered different opportunities. There's just a whole list. I mean, and if you go on there and when you fill out the application to be a part of the community as a world changer, you'll see that there is a chart of all the benefits that you get as an upgraded member. But a lot are for freemium members, they get a lot. So,
well, you know, I see this as the first serious step for any, you know, practitioner out there or someone in the community. So I thank you for putting that platform together, because that answers a lot of questions for a lot of people. So at that point, they can kind of figure out what they like, you know, engaging in this, you know, which is great. They all need that experience. And, you know, most healers, they just think it's so taboo to make money or be successful mm-hmm. with dollars and cents. But I tell them, a broke tribe is no tribe. And do you know what the new wealth is? The new wealth is health.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, mm-hmm. you ladies are right in there, you know, right. And you're offering people something that they need to get started. If not that, at least your confidence.
Thank you.
Oh, that was funny? Oh, you guys are killing me.
Well, we have quite a
sense. You know what's funny about the truth is, you know when you hear it, you know?
So. Yeah. but you know what, John? Seriously, it's only because Sherry and I have been knocked down and knocked around so much through life. Like, we know who we are and what we're here to do.
I hear you 100%. But it's great. And let me tell you, people just... they just need to hear it. So sometimes we're so beautiful and talented, by you making that statement, you know, it just lets me know. I mean, your heart is bigger than gold, you know, to do that. So,
thank you.
You know, we just have
to engage.
You know, we have to engage. And that's a beautiful thing. So let me ask you this, because other business people will be attracted to you, ladies, right? So they're probably asked questions like, all right, how are you promoting the wellness universe? And then what events, if any, are you putting on so that they can maybe engage, become a sponsor on a higher level, you know, secure an event, place, this, that, and the other? Can you talk about that a little bit? Because we do have sure. You know, these individuals listening to the show.
Go ahead, Anna.
Well, I'll just talk about, for instance, really quickly about what we just did. And Sherry, you talk about the soccer rec coming up. So, for instance, we just did The Best You, which you met Sherry at. And we gave an opportunity for our Reiki practitioner, Kim Bain. She's also one of the main core members of our core team. She was doing complimentary Reiki sessions. As a matter of fact, we were so busy that weekend, she gave 60 Reiki sessions at the Best You Expo in 2 days. That's how busy she was. So that was exposure for her. And that's good exposure for the wellness universe. And then we invited upgraded members to occupy a portion of our booth for 2 hour slots each. Complimentary.
That's an amazing thought. I love that.
That's right. So instead of paying $5,000 for your spot and staying overnight somewhere, you could just come in for the day, do your 2 or 3 hours. And as a matter of fact, it spilled over for everyone who occupied and did some sort of consultation. They were out in the hallway in front of the cafe going on with their their consultation. So they took up more than their 2 hours and met more people than in their 2 hour slot. But this is the type of thing that we offer our members as far as, you know, when things happen and when we get involved in things, we bring everyone in. We are a community and we really try to offer, you know, different opportunities like this. So it was completely complimentary for them. And we're the ones that, you know, that took on the bill for that. And we passed it on to our upgraded members to, you know, because it would work together. That was an attraction for our booth and they got exposure without having to spend any additional money for an independent stand. And not only that, you know what it's like when you get an independent stand at an expo.
Yes.
You know, people are passing by you. Unless you're busy already, it's very hard to get somebody to stop by unless you have preset appointments. So we took that away, that stigma away, in case they were going to make that deep investment in themselves getting their own independent booth, you know, if they weren't seasoned and ready for that. So it was a great, 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 really great collaboration. So that was one. And Sherry, we'll talk about Soccer Rex, which is coming up.
Well, as you were asking about how do we get the wellness universe out there for people who are wanting to be partners or sponsors, I mean, all of our work is grassroots. I mean, from our social media, we have a huge social media following, you know, it's well over 40, 50 million. I mean, just we connect with our community.
That's
so
a big
strongly.
Number.
Yeah.
Yes.
We connect with our community so strongly that we have them promoting the wellness universe. We're out, as Anna said, making sure we're taking part in events to be able to spread the brand awareness, as well as creating our own events, which, you know, we did our first one in 2016, a fundraiser for women and girls in the Philadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're consistently putting ourselves out there. But as Anna alluded to, we're going to be part of a huge event coming up in Miami in November, SoccerX, which SoccerX is 20 years strong, and it's an industry event for the organizations, the coaches, the players of soccer, not
a
consumer
awesome.
Event. And for the first time in their 20 years, they're bringing wellness into it, and the wellness universe will be representing that entire area. So that in and of itself is a huge opportunity for the wellness universe to get out there and all of our practitioners and the people that will be involved in that. So we're always looking for ways to keep spreading this name, because as the wellness universe grows, it will continually impact and change the world for the better.
You know, it's great that you mentioned the things that you mentioned, because you always want to be associated with people who have vision and they're out there actually doing it. I'm old school. I'll go see business or businesses in a heartbeat. And the fact that you're working on this level, kudos. Love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You guys are amazing with this, because you give people somewhere to go, you know.
So now do we have an excuse? Do we have an excuse now for being so hard to get a hold of?
Well, you know what? No, I'm not letting you get off the hook with that one. And both of you know
why.
Damn. Because I haven't got my selfie with you yet. I'll come clean.
Sounds good. You know, what I see here too is that at this place where women are finally finding this power that we have, that we've had all along that we just didn't really recognize, that you are giving us a way to take all the things that have hurt us or that we've been holding on to, and really use that to inspire not only ourselves, but to inspire others, because our story really does matter. And it is exactly how we got to be who we are. And if that's true, which I think it is, then everybody has a place. It's a beautiful thing you're creating, because especially with, I think, 43,000 people following you already, people are recognizing that this is what we need. We need leadership with men and women, but just in a way that we can follow through with it. And it sounds like you're like dropping the breadcrumbs so people can follow and figure this stuff out. Because if we are not heard, we are not heard, and we're not making that impact. So keep that going, ladies. It's so important.
Thank you.
So important.
Well, did I hear 43 million or 43,000?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I was just plunking
around. That's on Facebook.
No, but I'm telling you, I wanted to highlight 43 million because you ladies, I tell
you. So 43,000 is a Facebook following of the actual page.
Yes.
But between all of our social media and some of our members, it's the 40 million plus.
Amazing. It's more than 40 million, but yeah, as a collective community, if we counted everyone's social following, and if everyone was to, you know, post at the same time, whatever, it's in the high millions. But I take that with a grain of salt at this point because of the algorithms and everything else. It's really great. I personally have over 800,000. Actually, there's a little less than 800,000 followers on my business page of Circles of Inspiration, but even I know that those are just vanity numbers, and this is the difference. The Wellness Universe is here to make real change.
Good afternoon.
In real
Thank
life,
you for calling Holistic Nutritious Solutions. This is Gina speaking. How may I help?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Well, and you know,
what happened there?
Yeah. And I guess I didn't, you know, the numbers don't matter. It's true. It's vanity.
Yes.
Is wonderful. I mean, it's great numbers. But even when you're impacting one person in a way that helps them to shine their light, I mean, that's just so important to each individual. And I love that we're talking about this.
And, you know, that's how life should be, you know. And I think we're all archaeologists, you know. We're out there finding, digging, things of that nature. We have someone here with a 609 phone number here. You have feedback.
Yes. Hello. It's a girl from Jersey. It's a Jersey girl calling.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, Jersey girl. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Wonderful. Do you have a question for either our host or our co-host today, ma'am?
Well, yes. I actually know Anna and Sherry. I'm one of those vented members of the Wellness Universe.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, this is Gina. Yes, this is Gina Diorio. How are you?
Good, how are you, Gina?
It's been a very long time. Blessings to both of you ladies.
Oh, thank you. Blessings nice to time. You.
Oh, great.
Thank you. I had the pleasure of meeting online, actually over a phone interview, of the two ladies. I co-hosted with a gentleman, Bob Burns, in Flemington, New Jersey, and that was Living Consciously and Awaken to Your Purpose for a year. And he actually was invited both Anne and Sherry as guests to be on the show. And we also have a holistic platform when I had done the radio show. So and I joined several months later. Yes, yes. So I did go through the venting process. I did get interviewed. I answered the questions.
Can you send me a picture with that diploma? I'm interested.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, my site, well, this was very wonderful because of the girls, the ladies. I started my business. I'm 51 years old, and I started my holistic practice when I was 15 years old in high school, going back in the 80s, in the early 80s, and before it became into the mainstream. And it was just a wonderful journey. And what happened was I went through college as a non-traditional student in my 30s and saw the holistic classes being offered in my college. So I saw that there was a need, and it was actually being accepted in society, in the mainstream, as well as in the medical field. So I took advantage of that and got my BA in biology and opened up my practice. Yes, and opened up my practice in my 50th year and going on in it and growing. I develop my website. And the ladies I got to meet online last year, and I had a wonderful opportunity to meet them, and at the same time gone through a period of taking care of my in-laws, and they understood. My mother-in-law mm-hmm. was in and out of the hospital over 20 times throughout the year last year. So it was like every couple of weeks. But they understood it, and I'm ready to come back.
Yeah,
and
that's great. They worked through the process.
Yes.
So
yeah, going through the process,
awesome.
My own life. Yes, and then my own life processes and my own health journey. And I just became a grandma for the first time less than 2 weeks ago. So that's another extraordinary thing happening.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I saw that
Congrats.
Beautiful baby.
Boy,
yes,
that wellness
yes,
universe
Nate.
Is putting out a lot.
So, but yes, it is a wonderful, wonderful wellness universe. And I called it like the yellow pages of the world for holistic health. And they're all in one world. You know, you don't have to keep on looking and looking. They're all right there. And so many people are, you know, that I know that I actually was introducing them. Hey, why don't you join the wellness universe here in
sharing the message.
The Central Jersey area. Some
That's
of them are
awesome.
Already members.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, so, ladies
yeah.
at the Wellness Universe, I'm going to tell you, you should go through and get the domain name healthypages.com. I'm just going to tell you. She gave me the idea there. But we have about 5 minutes left. I want to get to you ladies here. And, you know, I want you to give out all the information for the wellness. And I want you to go through, and if it's phone numbers or email addresses, whatever you want to give out, just give it out. 2 times so everyone gets a chance to write it down.
Okay, and thank you, Gina, for that. Just basically,
yeah.
if you go to the wellnessuniverse.com, it's your standard spelling, nothing crazy there, thewellnessuniverse.com, and you could sign up, you can connect with us there. There's the Join Us tab, and if you're a practitioner, you want to join us as a Wellness Universe world changer, because you are a world changer, changing worlds. And if you're somebody who's seeking wellness, you can join as a woo friend, and that will allow you to be able to communicate and connect on the platform. Although mm-hmm. just visiting the website, you can browse the site and click around and read some great content, connect with some great people, follow them on their social media platforms, things like that. You can also go and, find out what's going on at the lounge. We have an upcoming free class next week on self-mastery. Self-care for excellence with Acklin Hollingsworth. It's going to be amazing. It's a free class. Mm-hmm. I definitely, want to recommend everyone take that class. It's a workshop. And then we have our blog that has wonderful content, all contributed by the members of the Wellness Universe. We don't have pop-up ads on the site. We have everything it's member-supported, member-generated content. So it's a very feel good place to be, very inspirational and very authentic.
Radio show.
Okay, we have someone that's called in here that's not muted. Let's figure out who it is. Caller, what is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Keontae Murphy, and I'm calling from Mar Vista, California.
Hello, Keontae. How are you? We've got only about 3 minutes left in the show. Do you have a question for any of our panel or guests?
I do. I'm not sure who to direct this at, but you guys can decide. So the question is, how is people getting more educated about how to take care of themselves affecting the medical industry?
You mean from the Wellness Universe relationship and site? Ladies, I'll turn that over to you. We got a couple of minutes.
How is it affecting the medical industry? Go ahead.
Yeah, no,
I understand the question.
You've got more or less people coming to you, and you've got people coming to you that are more educated. So I would assume that it might be easier to inform them and guide them.
Well, we have a well-rounded mix of members. We have ones that are actually medically licensed, and then we have ones that are not medically licensed. And I think ultimately what it is just really informing people and giving people some well-rounded background into the different ways of healing. And ultimately, I think people make their own decisions whether they want to go to, through the medical field or they want to do more of a holistic and natural healing. So I'm not a doctor, so I'm not sure how it's directly affecting the medical field, but I think that any sort of wellness that's out there that's informing and educating people on their own health and different options that are available to them is the best way to go.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, cool.
Very interesting question.
So I want to go back now, and we've got a couple of minutes here. Dr. Rad, your closing thoughts, sir.
I think it's wonderful. And the question that the gentleman just asked, left me with a thought that hopefully it's affecting the ones who do the cut, poison, and burn and push all the drugs. I hope it's decreasing their abilities or whatever, get them on the right path and get into natural. People need nutrition. That's the answer to cancer. Nutrition is the cancer answer. We need plant-based nutrition big time. We don't need drugs have their place. In emergencies, you use them, but every day of your life can't be an emergency. We go through the process, clean up the body, feed it right, it heals itself. It's far more capable of doing that than anyone has ever allowed us to believe. So we need to get off of that old snide of run to my doctor, grab a bunch of drugs, and next thing you know, you're just a druggie. You're just back and forth, and you're confused and sick and nearly dead. So
that's right. That means you're touching your nose and sniffling a lot. I don't like it. Hey, all right. Dr. Brooke, real quickly, closing thoughts.
I just really enjoyed listening to how you guys are changing the world. So thank you for your inspiration and all your hard work because the world needs us. So thanks.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you. Thank
Detox you, Jenny. Thank you. Detox Jenny, closing thoughts real quickly.
I just think it's awesome what you guys are doing. And if we can just have people that want to treat the whole person, I think that is the key. A lot of new integrative medicine doctors are showing up, and I hope they're on the network. I'm not anti-Western medicine, but I'm definitely not for it either. I think we need a new kind of medicine. I think we need some real beautiful approaches to the human being. It's not just about disease. It's about the entire lifestyle, the person and what they do for themselves, how do they nurture themselves, and it's interesting. Dr. Rab brought up cancer because cancer doesn't start overnight. It's negative lifestyle patterns, biological genetics, and then environmental conditions over 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So pills ain't going to fix it. They might help for some things. Emergency
like you
situations,
said,
but
some things
why
that...
live your life like it's an emergency all the time? That's crazy. How about some preparedness?
I agree with that. Okay, Fit Mama.
I am so excited by this. I thank you so much. I'm so grateful to meet you, and I can just feel the true servitude, this true caring that is in all of what you guys do. So thank you so much for bringing this out into the world. I personally have already applied in the last so you might see Fit Mama, Jen Oliver, coming at you. I'm so excited to be a part of this.
Amazing.
Thank you.
The ideal thing to do, I'd love to have Wellness Universe come to Canada, work with Fit Mama, and, do some things in Orange County. So you two ladies, when you stop being busy, just reach out to me. That's the thing, that's the main thing is putting our collective minds together, because we really want to try to help and heal as many people as we can. In the fact that healing, when I say it, is this traditionally used for, this is what I understand, this is what I know, here are the people that have the modalities and what you're working with. And right now, wellnessuniverse.com is a valid source. All right. So, with that being said, have a great week. Appreciate all of you. We'll see you next Wednesday here. Take care.
Peace and love.
We would like to thank all of you for listening to What Is Your Holistic Lifestyle Show. Please share our link and information with your community at www.whatisyourholisticlifestyleshow.net. Looking forward to seeing y'all next week right here, discovering holistic health with us.